Start your day the right way. It's Early Edition with Kate Hawksby on Newstalk ZB.
20 past five. Well, many Celine Dion fans were left seething yesterday after tickets to her upcoming Auckland shows seemed to sell out instantly, only to be redirected to scalpers on resale websites. On Ticketmaster's resale site, tickets were selling for almost three times the price. Dr. Eric Crampton is the chief economist at the New Zealand Initiative, and he's with me now. Good morning to you, Eric.
Good morning.
First of all, no one should pay $1,000 to see Celine Dion, but concerts have changed a lot over the years, haven't they? Have tickets always been this sought after?
Well, the economics of the music industry has changed a lot since I was a kid. Back in the 80s and 90s, musicians made their money by selling CDs and cassettes. Concert tours were a great way of promoting sales for CDs and cassettes. So artists would really want there to be a lot of hype around a concert. They didn't really make that much money on the concert. All the money was on the album sales. One way of getting a lot of hype for a concert was to have a lot of excess demand, that there'd be a lot of people who wanted tickets and couldn't get tickets, and there'd be a lot of news stories about the concert, and that it'd generate even more sales for the CDs. That changed a lot when online streaming came around. So at that point, CDs didn't really make artists that much money anymore. And even now with streaming sites, artists don't make as much money on that. Instead, the money for them comes out of the concerts. So where it used to be the case that they would underprice the concerts almost as a loss leader for the CDs, now they're having to make up all of the money on touring because it's not like you can go and stream the concert. If you want the experience of being there, you have to pay for the ticket of being there, and that's what has the value that people are willing to pay for. So it's been a big change that's seen a big increase in ticket prices. As part of the increase in ticket prices, there's been a reduction in scalping. So it used to be that you'd pay not too much of the face value of a ticket, and then online retailers would get a cut of the action when people would try and resell. So there's always been resales of tickets and scalping. It used to be that those were kind of unaffiliated with the ticket sellers in the first place, though. So you'd have outfits like StubHub in North America where people would go and sell their tickets if they wanted to get a higher price for it, if it turned out that there was a lot of demand for that concert. Ticketmaster and others have cut out that middleman in the past 10 years by having a more integrated reseller. So you would have seen stories a few years ago of fake tickets that had been sold on TradeMe or other places. It's not that hard to print out a ticket with a munged barcode, and somebody's not going to be able to tell until they show up at the venue and are disappointed. So having it integrated with the same legitimate ticket seller means that it's less likely that you'll get that kind of a fake ticket, but it does get people a little annoyed about the higher ticket price.
Absolutely. Eric, I appreciate your time this morning. Dr. Eric Crampton, Chief Economist at the New Zealand Initiative.